5, 4. We've gone for main engine
MTV
start.
Is turning 25. The station broadcast its first signal on August 1st, 1981, reaching a few thousand people in northern New Jersey.
Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
Within a few years, millions of kids demanded their parents subscribe to cable so they could have their MTV. Video Killed the Radio Star by the now-forgotten Buggles was the first video played. If you would realize how prophetic that would become. One of the station's first VJs, Mark Goodman, had some idea in this 1981 spot.
We all are so excited about this new concept in TV. We'll be doing for TV what FM did for radio. And let's get into it right now.
But MTV was more than America's first national radio network. It would evolve into something far greater. It certainly inspired Brian Graydon, the current president of entertainment for MTV Networks Music Group, and the man responsible for a slew of critically acclaimed hit shows, including Laguna Beach, The Osbournes, and Total Request Live.
We had all been raised to our teen years in a world where there were three channels, very broad networks. You couldn't quite believe you were seeing something made just for you, or in my case, made just about music, which was my kind of first passion.
MTV clearly affected pop culture by changing the way we watch TV. It also altered the requirements for music stardom by placing greater emphasis on performance, style, and appearance.
Because of MTV, there was a premium placed on looking good almost as much as sounding good. And I don't think it's a coincidence that 25 years after MTV started, you have a top 40 that right now has Paris Hilton and Jessica Simpson in that.
There is no formal anniversary for the network's milestone, no big party, no special programming. Perhaps they see August 1st as just another day, albeit 25 years later. Or maybe it's because they're now 5 years older than their average viewer. Sandy Kozel, The Associated Press.